When I told somebody the other day that I was going to be preaching here this weekend, he just shook his head. He told me that some people don't think that a deacon has enough upstairs to do a good job. I looked at him with a quizzical look on my face, and he said, "Let me tell you a story. A bishop, a priest, and a deacon were lined up against a wall and were about to be executed for preaching the gospel in a foreign country. The executioners brought the bishop out first, and when the guard shouted, 'Ready, aim,' the bishop suddenly yelled, 'Earthquake!' And when everyone looked around, he made a run for it. They brought the priest out next. The guard shouted, 'Ready, aim,' and the priest suddenly yelled, 'Tornado!' And when everyone ducked, he ran off too. The deacon, of course, he's got it all figured out by this time. When the guard shouted, 'Ready, aim,' the deacon suddenly yelled, 'Fire!'" He was my mentor. The gospel that we heard today is a beautiful way to close the Advent season and to welcome in the Christmas season. It's a story of a young girl's faith, a belief in God that we, all of us, should try to share. We as Catholics today have a better opportunity to get a much better meaning of the scriptures than the Catholics of as little ago as a generation. In my earlier lifetime, we did not read the Bible like we do today. I guess it was something that it was, if we read it, we wouldn't understand it anyway. We are not encouraged to read it. The only scripture that most adults received was a gospel that they heard on Sunday. I like to say that back in the day, our faith was a memorized faith. If you went to a Catholic school, you knew the Baltimore Catechism by heart. Who is God? God is a supreme being. Why did God make me? To love him and to serve him, to be happy with him in heaven. And what's a sacrament? A sacrament's an outward sign instituted by Christ to give grace. You didn't really understand the answers you gave, but you certainly knew them by heart. Mass attendance was an obligation, as it is today. You had to be there for the gospel and the communion to make it legal. I like to think that most people today come here because they want to be here and not just because they have to be. After the priest read the gospel to us, he would give a homily. And sometimes it was even about the gospel. If it was a bill collecting week, then you lost the Word of God completely until next weekend. Today we are not only blessed to read the scriptures, but we're encouraged to do so. We know the readings for the masses, so we can read them and think about them ahead of time. It's always interesting when the homily includes some of our own thoughts. Mary was conceived without sin, and on her part, she lived her whole life without sin. Stop and think about that for just a minute. I doubt if there's any of us sitting here today that can say we have not done anything wrong today. Nothing major, just disrespectful or harsh thoughts towards anybody. That's not exactly the way God wants us to live. And there's many other examples. Think about just a day, and then think what Mary lived her whole life with a pure heart. We now have a goal. The angel Gabriel was sent by God to a virgin named Mary. Up to this point in our scriptures, and I'm not a scholar by any means, but I don't recall God sending an angel or even appearing himself to a woman, only men. The angel said to Mary, "Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you." Mary was troubled by these words. Well, I don't know about you people, but I'd have been a little troubled talking to an angel. Mary acts like it was an everyday occurrence, and maybe it was. Mary accepted the will of God without question or hesitation. Zechariah, on the other hand, doubted the voice of God when he was told that his upcoming son of his to be born was John the Baptist, and because of his doubt, he was struck dumb until John was born. Which one of these two categories do we fit in? God's voice is sometimes hard for us to hear because of our busy lifestyles. That is why daily prayer with quiet time is so important. We have to listen to God if we're going to know what the will of God is. Because this child out of wedlock in these days was much more stigmatizing than it is in our present day culture, but Mary put herself in God's hands. Be it done to me according to your word. Those should be our words, not only in good times, but when we suffer hardships as well. Our hardships might be great, whether they be trouble at work, health, family, or financial problems. But look around you. I'm sure that you can find somebody in worse shape than you are. Why don't we show our love of God, especially during this Christmas season, and help someone in need? It does not have to be anything great, but I'm sure that Mary would smile down on you if you stopped in to see someone that you knew was all alone, or if you went to say hi to a friend who was sick. Remember the reason for this season. Today, as we prepare to receive the Eucharist, the true presence of Jesus Christ, let us ask for the grace to accept our faith to the highest degree and bear witness to God to everyone that we meet. God bless you.